VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least five Afghan soldiers were killed by friendly fire on Tuesday night in what was supposed to be a precision airstrike by U.S. forces supporting troops battling insurgents in the country's south. The incident happened during the operation near the city of Tarankot in Uruzgan province. It resulted from miscommunication between the Afghan troops on the ground and forces in the air. That word from the Afghan Defense Ministry on Wednesday. In a statement, it said it was so dark and a misunderstanding happened, after which five Army soldiers were killed and 10 others were wounded. The ministry says it has begun an investigation. Dozens of children were believed trapped inside a collapsed building in Lagos, Nigeria, where hundreds of onlookers gathered to watch a massive rescue attempt. It's unclear how many people are still inside the ruins of the three-story building, which collapsed about 10 a.m. local time on Wednesday. Onlookers said a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. Several children were believed to have been rescued from the debris. This was the reaction from those who gathered to seeing that rescue. The building was located on the Itta-Faji area of Lagos Island, the oldest part of the city. The governor of Sao Paulo says two young men wearing hoods and carrying several weapons opened fire at a school in southern Brazil, killing eight people before taking their own lives. Wednesday's shooting happened in a public school in Suzano, a suburb of Sao Paulo, which is Brazil's largest city. The two attackers, believed to be between 20 and 25 years old, probably not former students. This is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is grounding the model of an American-made jetliner that crashed and killed 157 people on Sunday.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9.
Earlier Tuesday, Canada banned the new aircraft, which has crashed twice in fewer than 5 months, killing nearly 350 people. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to an additional 3.5 years in prison Wednesday for conspiracy linked to his lobbying efforts in Ukraine for a pro-Russia political party, adding to the nearly 4-year term he was handed in an earlier case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Manafort was sentenced last week to roughly 4 years in prison in a separate case and will serve about 3.5 years on top of that. Manafort had pleaded guilty to 2 counts of conspiracy, which could have landed him 10 years in prison. Judge Amy Berman Jackson handed down the sentence after saying she'd give Manafort credit for accepting responsibility, but she also laced into him over the crimes. Manafort earlier read a statement pleading for leniency, saying he's sorry for what he's done, and asked the judge to not give him more jail time, and to instead let him get back to being his wife's primary caregiver. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A judge's decision on whether singer R. Kelly will see reduced child support payments will remain secret. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
The judge in R. Kelly's child support case has sealed it and prohibited attorneys from talking to the media. Kelly was in court Wednesday, and his publicist, Daryl Johnson, says Kelly wants his payments lowered. Kelly was jailed earlier this month for failing to pay more than $160,000 in back child support. Kelly was freed after his friends and family put up the money, according to Johnson. Kelly attorney Steve Greenberg was asked why Kelly cannot pay.
If you can't go out on tour, if they're not streaming your music anymore, obviously, you're going to have financial problems.
Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
President Trump on Wednesday heavily criticized California's governor for his plan to impose a state moratorium on carrying out death sentences against convicted killers. On Twitter, Trump said, defying voters, the governor of California will halt all death penalty executions on 737 stone-cold killers. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.